So, all right. So here's the deal. It was a 12-day marriage because basically Pamela Anderson gamed the system.
I love this.
Pamela Anderson.
How'd that happen?
Pamela Anderson didn't get asked to marry.
Basically,
the email that we got, the first one said that the dude asked her, John Peters, former hairstylist to the stars, asked her to marry him. And within a day and a half, she realized that she had made a terrible mistake because he was too controlling. That's what we heard.
Right.
Okay, now he's saying everything they told you was a lie. He says she asked me to marry her via text.
Yep.
Okay. Needless to say, he said an old fool, there's no fool like an old fool. Because needless to say, when she texted me and said she wanted to get married, it was kind of a dream come true.
Aww.
Even though I was engaged to someone else.
Oh.
And the lady was moving in.
Not no more.
But he had a big thing for Pamela Anderson, so he dropped everything for Pam. And she had about like $200,000 in bills, like debt, and no way to pay it. So, of course, he paid it. And this is the thanks I get.
Mm. That's what he said.
Well, these two dated like 30 years ago.
They did. He's had an obsession with her ever since they started dating.
It was like I said, it was like Kim and Kanye. Like Kanye had an obsession with Kim through other relationships. He kept checking in with her. This was his dream girl. Mm. So for her to text him, it was kind of like, and it's sad because ladies don't realize the power they got. Some ladies do. They use it for evil. But they basically like sit back and they're like, man, $200,000. How am I going to get this?
Yeah.
You know what? I should have just called old boy that was like really after me because I know he'll jump at the chance. Let me text him. You know, we need to get married. For real? Ooh.
But I'm engaged.
But I'm engaged. That's all right.
In.
I can kick her out. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's so funny because I have a friend that's a business owner who all of her friends warn her about dudes because they all trying to slide in to get this same kind of come up because they know she got a company.
Gotcha.
They know she got money. And so they, like, you know, are very protective of her because when people come and try and meet her, they're trying to meet her to get a bag. Like to come up and get their bills taken care of, or to be like some sort of kept kind of, you know, steadman or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's a real thing.
But it ain't too many of them ladies out there. So I think it's many more ladies out there on the hustle.
You
like
feeling
this
bad?
Pamela Anderson.
You feeling bad for this guy?
I feel very
He's
bad
engaged.
For him. I feel bad
She's
for him.
She's moving in that day.
But you dangle in the fact that he is his dream girl. Every dude got a dream girl.
Yeah.
And it's like, she mess around and message him.
You're just going to drop the chick that's been there the whole time?
Meredith, let me explain something to you.
Pamela
I know y'all got a vow in front of God and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And y'all got two children, one and a half on the way. Let me explain something to you. That there's a girl in Anthony's history.
Probably.
If she texted him today,
stop it, Orlando.
He would push you in a pool.
He better not.
She's pregnant. She is pregnant.
And I'll
know.
Cut somebody right now.
Saying, every dude got a dream in his past that if she called today, he wouldn't like ruin stuff. But it would really be something to ponder.
Okay, that would take up most of his day.
Saying he would leave you. I didn't say he would push you down some steps.
Oh, man.
But he would push you in the pool to go and be able to ponder on his own. Davi, in your mind.
No. Is this Monday?
This is not Monday. Stop. Orlando
in the free show. I didn't use mine last time.
Honesty is on this show.